This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Danny Parkins is going to join us at 3 o'clock.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath? Yeah. Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Danny Parkins.
We've got Craig Counsell joining us.
What do you think of Breakfast Ball? 8 a.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports with our boy Danny Parkins. Yeah, any review?
You know, Danny was great on the radio.
Co-host of Breakfast Ball on Fox Sports 1.
Danny, what's your reaction to Caleb out there catching passes?
He's a triple threat. He's gonna
all fun and games until he pulls a hammy.
By the way, no defense.
Pass for touchdown, run for touchdown, catch a touchdown. I mean, people are saying, I don't know if you guys know this, but Travis Hunter is going to play both ways. Maybe Caleb Williams can be the quarterback.
Oh,
get a little pick six. People are saying that about him. Excellent athlete, great ball skills, one-handed catch. Ben Johnson, what can't he do?
He abandoned us.
I woke up from my midday nap. In the time that I was asleep, because I was off Twitter for about 90 minutes before I laid down for my nap, Aaron Rodgers became a Steeler. The White Sox got sold. And Elon and Trump had a breakup. I feel like I went to sleep and I woke up and the whole world was different.
You don't have to suffer through cold and flu season this year, thanks to Hibernol.
Huh?
Other flu medicines let you sleep for 8 or 10 hours. Hibernol lets you sleep through the entire flu season.
Danny Parkins with Spiegel and Holmes.
It's Mad Dog Unleashed on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Filling in for the Mad Dog, here is Danny Parkins.
That's right, I'm back. That man gets a lot of vacation in the summer.
On 670 The Score.
As he should, on the network that bears his name.
That's from today.
Because Danny, this is like the third time that he's been on the air today because Breakfast Ball, then That's filling in right. for Mad Dog,
yeah.
and now hanging out with us here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. This time we didn't catch him out of the bath. We woke him up this
That's
time because
right.
he's taking a nap because he has 100 jobs. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hello, Danny.
You guys are going to get my best work, though. You're my best of the three shows. It's all coming for you. It's true. I told Tanny I was going to record a PSA for the radiothon before the interview, and then my alarm went off at 3:53 Eastern. And so whatever that is, 12 minutes ago, and I logged in, and I connected, and I was like, hey, Tanny, can we record that after the interview? After the segment? Because, yeah, that 48-minute nap, that hit hard. That was exactly what the doctor ordered. What's up, boys?
That's actually the window. Like that's actually a good.
That's what they say.
That's a good nap time.
I thought it was shorter. I thought ideally you want 20 to 25.
If you don't go above like to an hour, uh-huh. if you can get it to in between like
right.
15 and 50.
Christine laughs at me because I'll nap for like an hour and a half or
no.
2 hours. She's like, that's not napping, that's sleeping.
Yeah, then you go too deep into the sleep. Where Danny got it, like where I set mine for a daytime nap is 41. Minutes
oh,
because
wow.
then you get refreshed.
That's very specific.
Very
specific.
But Danny at 48 is pretty good. That's just enough time to let wow. the body reset but not reset the circadian rhythm.
Well, how about the takes? Like, does that let the takes reset?
I mean, that's up to Danny.
Listen. There's plenty. I was dreaming takes. Okay, I dream takes. I drool takes. There's plenty of takes. But these 8:30 Eastern tips are outrageous. Like it's offensive. Oklahoma City's in the central time zone. Why do we need to tip these games as if the Lakers and Warriors are playing? It's insanity.
You are officially a coastal elite. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
It's disgusting.
I just live where the majority of the country lives. I'm sorry.
It happened. It finally happened. You're the hated East Coast bias media.
He abandoned us.
8:30 Eastern. Was right.
8:30 Eastern is too late. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I'm not sorry. It's just absurd. So, yeah, I took 48 minutes not for the science because I had 48 minutes. That was if I had an hour and 12, I would have taken an hour and 12. Because I think what your guys are talking about of like the Saturday 40-minute recharge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's just hitting different when you're up until midnight and the alarm goes off at 4 a.m. every single day.
I'm betting, was it the same breakdown? If we have the pie chart of coverage for Breakfast Ball and Mad Dog Radio, was it the same in terms of percentage of, say, NBA Finals, U.S. Open Golf, and Rafael Devers trade? Similar pie chart?
No, I did way more Devers on radio than we did on TV. It worked very well as a radio topic. Dog's audience, even though I was in for the midday show, I think it skews older. I think he brings a lot of the baseball fans there. Phone lines lit up over the Devers trade. NBA Finals dominated Breakfast Ball. You know, the TV talking head shows like mine are kind of NFL and NBA dominant. And the thing that I cared about most was the golf. Golf and NBA Finals were 1A and 1B for me, with Devers kind of a distant third. But a fascinating trade. A fascinating trade. I just love golf and basketball so much.
So did you use the comp that I gave you? I haven't shared it yet on the air. I'll share it now. I'm curious.
I did.
You did? Okay.
I mentioned it. I mentioned it as I was having a conversation with someone. Yeah. You know, that old trick.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Speaks. Go ahead. It was good.
Yeah. So trade deadline in 2004, Theo Epstein sent a grumpy Nomar Garciaparra away from the Red Sox. A grumpy superstar, and in exchange, he got defense, Orlando Cabrera and Doug Minkiewicz, and through defense and pitching, that team got better with the removal of their grumpy superstar. Devers is a lefty with slug and a much better hitter than Nomar, but he's been a bad teammate and unhappy, and they needed to move on, even though they were responsible for some of the decay of the relationship. But they've got three young rookies in Anthony and Mayer and Crawford. And I like they might not get worse the way that people are assuming they're going to get worse. And they got two pitchers, Kyle Harrison, who's going to be part of the rotation eventually, and Hicks, who's going to be a bullpen beast for them. I could see them actually doing well still. They've been doing well over the last 2 weeks, just swept the Yankees. I could see this actually long-term giving them a boost instead of being a subtraction.
A little weird, though. Like, you have this weekend where you sweep the Yankees.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's excited.
And he's been on fire.
You got to pull Devers off the team plane, put him in an Uber, send him back to the ballpark to go get his stuff, and then send him on his way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The Giants' side of it is easy, though, right? Like, the Giants' side is they haven't had a 30-home run hitter since Barry Bonds. You know, the longest drought of any organization in baseball. You got to go back to 04. The Cubs are actually tied for second longest drought of a 30-home run hitter, 2019. So the Giants have lacked that forever. And Spiegs, as you just alluded to, lefty slug is, other than Shohei Ohtani, the most valuable commodity in the game. It's so rare. It's why I like pay Kyle Tucker. It's why Juan Soto got so much money. Devers has a career-high walk rate. But I'll throw it out to you guys. How many teams do you think would have taken on the entirety of Devers' contract for a disgruntled DH? I don't think there are many who would have said, I'm cool with $300 million fully guaranteed for a bad defensive player who hits, albeit a great hitter. But if he can't play defense, I don't think that there's 15 teams lining up to trade for him.
Well, there's only probably about six that could even afford it, right?
Well, and the Dodgers would be a no because they need DH for Shohei.
Yes. And you're right. Like, maybe he agrees to play first for them because they need a first baseman, but he's not playing third. Matt Chapman's a Platinum Glove Award winner. So they'll have the same kind of issues. I think there is a component where the Red Sox also looked at this and said, this contract's going to age really poorly if this guy's not even going to freaking learn how to play first base for us. And very few teams. They took on 100% of the money.
Right, that was kind of the point.
Yeah,
that was the point I was making.
I'm just telling you, if Roman Anthony gets the start, if he plays every day, and I think he will, I'll be interested to see his numbers versus Devers' numbers from this point on moving forward. That kid is the truth.
Danny, let me ask you a basketball question. Since you were complaining about the finals, and I think that you're right, 8:30 seems like 8 o'clock sounds about right
on
when you should do those tip-offs.
I'll take every minute I can get.
How close do you think, because part of the reason that it's like this is in case there needs to be travel. Now, in this case, it's not that big of a move from Oklahoma City to Indianapolis to get the crews there. How close do you think we are to basketball using the NCAA tournament model and having the finals in a place instead of it being in the home cities?
Yeah, they're talking about it. I know they want to make as many things about the NBA as much like the NFL as possible. They want parity. They want any market to be able to win. They like the unpredictability and the upsets of the NBA. And, you know, they're flattening the draft lottery to try to eliminate tanking like the NFL doesn't have as much of a problem with. So I think that's very much on the table and something that they are thinking about of making it an event. It would bum me out a little bit because for the Super Bowl as a one-and-done event, I think that's fine. But if you put an NBA Finals game between Indiana and Oklahoma City in Atlanta, does it sell out? Like I think there is a component of the home court advantage. Like, the Pacers fans were rocking in games 3 and 4, and the Thunder fan will be rocking tonight. I think the NBA, that would be a step too far for me. And I think that they are thinking about everything like that. And I know, and we had Adam Silver in studio on Breakfast Ball, and he was great. And he is not shy about talking about areas of which he is jealous of the NFL. But I think that that would be a mistake because, yeah, if you got Lakers-Celtics, it would sell out in Atlanta. But I'm not sure Pacers-Thunder would. And I think it would just backfire if you all of a sudden like tuned in to an NBA Finals game. And not only was it a dead arena, but it was a 70% full arena of mostly corporate sponsors of the NBA. So I think that would be a mistake.
What do you think of the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau without a plan and asking franchises all the way down to the Chicago Bulls if they can talk to their head coach?
Yeah, not a well thought out execution of a strategy.
Nope.
I think that firing Tibbs was reasonable. Like, not. I think you can make a case that that team maxed out and, frankly, overachieved. Like, they were two wins away from a finals, but I actually don't think they were that close. I don't think Brunson and Towns, well, great offensive players, I don't think they complement each other all that well. Tibbs is a defensive coach, and their defense wasn't very good. Their offense actually got worse also as the year went on. They beat Boston in games 1 and 2 in just stupid fashion, and then they're up 9 with 3 minutes to go, and Tatum ruptures his Achilles. And so Knicks fans are like, well, we were going to win that game anyway. And I'm like, yeah, maybe, but this has been the playoffs of comebacks, so like 9 points with 3 minutes is nothing. Boston easily could have won that game. You didn't have to play Cleveland because they had all of the injuries, and then you lose to Indiana. So I don't think that they were particularly close to a championship, and you fired the coach who was had your most success in 25 years without an obvious upgrade to go. So now whoever gets the job, the only thing successful for Taylor Jenkins or whomever, Mike Malone, whomever the next head coach, Mike Brown, whoever the next head coach of the Knicks is, you have to make the NBA Finals. I don't think they have an NBA Finals ready roster. So, you know, if they could get Danny Hurley, if they could get Ime Udoka, like a clear upgrade, fine. That's reasonable. But being desperate for Jason Kidd or Billy Donovan or Quinn Snyder, I think it just makes them look incompetent.
Yeah, how funny does that look? And like you're in it, like living there in the city. If you had a plan and the next person was ready to go, cool. Whoever that next person could be. I wonder if all of this ends with it just becoming AAU and Rick Brunson becomes the head coach of the Knicks.
You know, the only thing about that is at least it would be unconventional. And because I credit it. I thought that what the Knicks did with bringing in World Wide West and Leon Rose and Rick Brunson was like, at least it was different. Like it was they got Jalen Brunson to take a $100 million under market value contract.
It has worked. It absolutely
Correct.
Has worked.
Correct. But they were crushed for it at the time. They were crushed for it in league circles. And so I think that it's the type of thing that if they did promote Rick to the bench, while it would clearly be we struck out on options A, B, C, D, and E, F, right? It would be a fallback plan. It would at least continue down the line of being unconventional. But I don't think that's what's going
to
happen.
Danny Parkins, have you found anybody to set the line on my anthem on Wednesday night? Or are you going to set the line and take bets on it? Where do we stand on this?
Yeah, mob members, the line is open. We'll set it at 2:05, 2 minutes and 5 seconds.
Do you want to know how long my rehearsals have been? Do you want to know that?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So I think you might want to go lower. $1.56 is the latest.
2:05 and a half.
So you think the moment is going to mean something in the performance?
Of course.
Wow.
Now singing the national anthem from 670 The Score, Matt Spiegel.
40,000.
Yeah. Steen, the Rubster, the Sky Point to Herb, RIP. Like, it's going to be unbelievable. Like he's going to see his name on the video board. He's going to point to council. He's going to point to Nico. He's going to point to players who he thinks should know him but don't. He's going to point to Pat. He's going to say, Pat, have you ever sang the stretch? No, I'm coming for your job. He's a coom dog. He's going to do thank yous. Like, yeah, 205. I'm fine. I'm fine with the number.
Such a bag still.
I'm fine with the number.
Wait,
the number
so,
is spot on.
But what is it from when to when? What is it 205 and a half? From first note to last note?
From your first word.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Would be an amazing way to start. If your first word isn't oh, sick, and you see,
it is.
I mean, it would be the happiest I've been in months.
I might do a little cadenza. I might do,
Can I get Sky Point? Can I get from O to Brave plus Sky Point at the end? Because I think he walks off the field Sky Pointing. Like, he might walk the bases. He might start at the pitcher's mound and finish at home plate.
It's Enrico Palazzo.
Yeah, he could be moving. There's all sorts of possibilities. Let's put it this way: it's going to be great. It's an incredible accomplishment. Something very Spiegelian will happen during it. Like, something is going to happen before, during, or after. Are you guys going? Are you guys going to be in attendance? Is Lawrence, Tanny,
so going? I'm going to be here, but we are going to have some things from the ballpark to celebrate this.
Well, I need an eyewitness account.
Well, right. So, and what we were hoping, Danny, is that we could get the warm up, because we figure
there's a warm up.
Yeah, he gets to sound check.
I get a sound check at 4 o'clock.
So that way we can.
Oh, you're
we
missing
can,
the show.
Yeah, so we can bring the anthem to the Spiegel and Holmes audience before it happens.
Also, I'm hosting on Mad Dog Radio earlier in that day. So
yeah. It's a different time slot than my TV show. Are you guys going to air the sound check?
That was the plan.
You got to.
What if it's bad? Sound check, Danny.
Even better.
See, you know, I know you're so familiar with music songs and all of the context they're in, but sound check is where you have to dare to suck. Like, it might be awkward. It might not be good, the sound check.
Even better.
I feel like we can find, no matter what, there's a good 15 seconds. Like, we don't want to play the whole thing for people.
Why?
Well, because I think he might be experimenting, and we don't want to give away.
Hold on, but he gets one chance at it, right? Speaks.
No. I mean that, like, the one that he sings for all of the peoples. We don't want to give away what he might try and do, whether he John Vincent's it at the end.
Sure. It's a mistake. It's play a mistake. It far be it from me to program this show.
You try to every day.
I know. It's never stopped me before. You air the whole thing. You think we only aired one of Wani's outtakes of .com/.? No, we air all of them. You gotta show the process of the master.
.com/.
Should I say .. again? Or just .com?
Yeah, I mean, you did a whole... None of this is a surprise. Your attempt to mush me. None of it is a surprise, because you did an entire radiothon about hating
That's true.
If memory serves.
Wait, what?
It was very successful.
I don't think that's what...
That's what the radiothon was about, because personally...
I hate Matt Spiegel.
Yeah, right. He said...
What about Chicago?
Okay.
Radiothon? Because personally, I hate Matt Spiegel.
See? Yeah. That's why I did a radiothon.
That's what
to
it was
support
about.
His hatred of me.
That's what it was about.
Man, he raised a lot of money for that.
It was true.
He really did.
The grocery store in honor of hating you is still thriving in the Austin market.
Man, I'm thrilled. Really, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. If your hate brought some food to the people of Austin,
it did.
I'm down.
That original Austin Harvest class, they're in college, just writing college essays about hating Matt Spiegel. it's very impressive.
It's how it got them to Purdue.
It's true. All things are happening.
All right, so you're staying at 205 and a half. Noted.
I'll stay at 205 and a half. Okay. Something Spiegelian happens. Air the entire thing. Time the entire thing. Compare the actual version to the real version. Because even the dress
Lawrence,
rehearsal.
Send this man away, Lawrence.
Danny, thank you as always. We appreciate you. And the radiothon is coming up on July 31st.
Yes.
And we're very much looking forward to it.
Can I give one quick update on it?
Yes, please.
Absolutely.
Okay, call to businesses. We have an anonymous benefactor who has stepped up in a, I can't even announce how big of a way, but a massive, massive way that I don't want to say locks up this radiothon as being our biggest yet, but it puts us well ahead of previous fundraising goals. And part of the component of what this anonymous benefactor, a diehard Cubs fan with his three brothers, have done. Because this radiothon falls on trade deadline day, they have pledged at least $500 and maybe more for every trade that happens. So if the Rangers send a AAA guy who we've never heard of to the Diamondbacks for cash considerations, they're throwing $500 in the pot. And on and on and on, with a bonus for Cubs trades, with a bonus for WoW trades, and it's on trade deadline day. So where's my car dealership? What about banks? To quote the great David Hochberg, who's involved again this year with the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. If you want your company to get a ton of shout-outs on the number one rated radio station in Chicago, be philanthropic forward, get a tax write-off, and help us fund research for cancer, hit me up, because this radiothon is going to be our biggest yet. I cannot wait for it.
That's such a great idea, dude. And because that's deadline day, so every time there's a deal, we can talk about it, and we know that each one brings a donation.
We're dropping more in the... And so if you want to just pledge $25 per trade, like, hit me up. and we're gonna work it all out, and hopefully we're gonna have a bunch of people link their donations to the trades, and that's gonna get the number going in a big way. And oh yeah, by the way, tickets to Game 4 of the World Series.
Ooh.
Someone's coming out of the radiothon with tickets to the World Series.
All right, I love that. Love hearing that, Danny. As always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, boys. Thank you. Good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.